The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for pretty gory. You may experience swearing, violence, and sexual situations that you engage in often, hopefully never, and only in your dreams. Parents need to watch your children. They could learn more than you want them to.
They don't appear to be
This is a Milk and Soup audio production. Where entertainment is always free.
With a bullcalf Gatorade was spiked with hallucinogenic drugs. That was America's bloodiest day in extreme sports entertainment. Security have now cleared the field. The players are regrouping. Ball is back in play.
Computer?
Yes, Commander?
Please create supplementary personal log for today.
Yes, Commander.
These are the court notes of Fleet Admiral Beers, Commander United States Solar Forces, regarding the inquest and debriefing of Captain Dylan Pike and his involvement in the failure and subsequent events surrounding the Asimov 1 mission to probe the Alpha Centauri region of the galaxy. Computer, Captain Pike says so.
Captain's log. Captain Dylan Pike reporting. Computer, please confirm.
Identity confirmed. Proceed, Captain.
It's no secret that I'm not a fan of playing Dear Diary. However, I do understand the need for such documentation for historical purposes and to help us if something goes wrong. Though, I doubt there would be much hope of rescue in a bad situation considering the nature of this operation. So I'll chug some of this, military-issue coffee and a toast to things running smoothly as possible, and, attempt to fill in the time required by regs. God, this is horrible. We can terraform planets, but we can't make freeze-dried coffee to save our asses. Ugh. Yeah, still tastes like computer, ignore the last reference to this, coffee.
Yes, Captain.
Where was I? Of course, you'll have the technical mission data stored by our computer, so I'm not going to rehash that. I can tell you the morale of the crew is high at this point, despite having to leave, about 2 weeks before the 2091 International Football Championship game. We will be expecting a recording of that to be sent to us as soon as possible via space probe, as we'll be too far out for normal comms by that point. On a side note, several crew members have requested that all commercials be stripped from the recording. Funny the details people dwell on in the course of making human history. Be that as it may. Already there have been some personality conflicts, the most notable being between Chief Science Officer Sigler and Chief Engineer Melznick, the former wanting to make sure all of his experiments are given priority when we reach our destination. The latter insisting that he be bothered as little as possible while he focuses on, quote, getting us there in one goddamn piece first, end quote. I have expressed to both members of my crew my belief that they each have enough to do without annoying each other. If the situation persists, we'll take further action. I'm not expecting continued difficulties. Otherwise, the only declaration I have to make is that I miss my new fiance, and I hope to get home to her safely as soon as possible. It's safe to say that everyone here is very excited about our mission and anxious not to fail humanity. Please wish us luck, Terra Command. Computer.
Yes, Captain?
Save recording and send to Terra Command at earliest opportunity. Please also save a copy named log:1 in my personal folder and a new subfolder named Asimov 1 Mission Logs. And dispatch a comm probe with the data at your earliest convenience to Earth.
Yes, Captain. Message saved. Message added to ship's log. Message added to personal log. Message to be sent to Terra Command in 16.32 minutes via Interstellar Communications Probe. Is that all, Captain?
Yes, computer. Thank you.
It is my pleasure, Captain.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, still tastes like ass.
Subsequent events surrounding the Asimov 1 mission to probe the Alpha Centauri region of the galaxy. Computer, Captain Pike's testimony is a matter of military court record and supplemental log.
Yes, Commander. Log ended.
That has to be a foul. An incredible sequence of play, Bill.
Stadium and check out this low pressure system boating here to the south. Hold on, Terry. What? Oh, our producer says the president's gonna make an all-nation speech. So, we now send you over to our bureau in Washington. We'll bring you back to game day after this press conference.
Shams out only $19.95. Put a sham now on your Silver credit card and get a second shams out for free. Booyah!
All day long you'd clean and clean and clean if you had a shams out. Booyah!
We welcome the entire solar system to the premiere episode of Asteroid M.I. Mitchell. Four co-eds, trapped on Asteroid M in the asteroid belt. Food and oxygen running out. And no makeup, healthy food, beverages, or men. Their only weapons, myriad pillows and the bikinis they were dropped off in on Asteroid M.I. Licious.
Thank you for listening to the Broken Sea audio production of 2109, Black Sun Rising, the prequel logs, written by Matt Willer, based on the pending original science fiction audio drama written by Bill Holloway. The cast, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the computer and the cast credits computer announcer. Matt Willer as Dylan Pike, Joe Stofko as Admiral Veers, Jack Ward as the ensign. Mark Colita as the sportscaster for the Solar Football League. W. Ralph Walters as the Solar NFL host. Lothar Tuppen as the Terra pitchman. John Bell as the announcer for Reality TV, Solar Core, RTSC. Amanda Fitzwater as Jillian G., the Solar Football League weather girl and model. The ratings game audio is courtesy of P.S. Gifford and Broken Sea Audio Productions, and stars Bruce Busby and James Leeper. The music for tonight's show was supplied by Warhorse Audio and the Celestio Eon Project by permission. Thank you for listening. Please return soon for the pending audio drama 2109 Black Sun Rising. This has been a Broken Sea Audio production, and I am Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard of Gypsy Audio. Have a good evening.
Without warning, they came from the sky. Creatures, similar in origin, yet so very different from us.
Commander Taylor, the ship is now entering the belt of Orion Quadrant.
Wonderful.
Time has come for...
I'm getting there. space. So ends my last signal until we reach our destination.
We called them ignorant, savages, until one day one of the beasts spoke.
Why'd you run away?
Security police, Dr. Zira.
I'm in charge of this man.
No longer, Dr. Zira. He is now in my custody. General Ursus.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Taylor.
And the teachings of our great lawgiver were called into question.
Beware the beast man, for he is the devil's paw. Let him not breed in great numbers, or he will make a desert of his home and yours. Shun him, for he is the harbinger of death.
Indeed, we learn the truth, and we exposed what had for many generations been forbidden. The man-beast also possessed an intellect, one that made him all the more dangerous.
Praise the Alpha.
Bless the Omega.
Praise the wisdom of the bomb.
Join us once again as Broken Sea Audio Productions takes you beyond the imagination into the land beneath the Planet of the Apes. Adapted and expanded from the original script by Paul Denn and Mort Abrams, based on the world created by Pierre Boulle. Only at BrokenSea.com.
In the race to the North Pole, who will become the victor and who will fall to the ravages of the cold beneath? Philip Syntax is the world's best biomechanic with a checkered past of betrayal and lost love. When given a chance at redemption by the celebrated soldier Gideon Lightbridge, how can he refuse? This ill-fated expedition turns from daring to disastrous when their airship, the Northern Fancy, crashes in the far and frozen north, leaving the crew stranded without hope. But that isn't the worst of it. One by one, the dead crew members arise from the cold ashes to seek the warmth of the living, and it becomes every man for himself in an effort not to join the ranks of the Revenants. From Dynamic Ram Audio Productions, The Cold Beneath, by Tonya Brown. Visit our website at www.dynamic-ram.co.uk. The Cold Beneath is also available on Amazon, iTunes, and Google Play.
So cold.